This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
One of the things is I feel like a lot of parents place a lot of emphasis on you being 20. So I feel like they give you a lot more responsibility as well. Just with that added responsibility, make sure that you're doing the right things, making the right decisions, and looking after the right people.
Hello everyone. Dankaho.
Selamat datang.
Konnichiwa.
Hola.
안녕하세요.
Assalamualaikum.
And kia ora.
Kia ora everyone. Welcome back to Connecting Cultures Features, a show by, for and about the multicultural people of Dunedin in New Zealand. Today, we are going to talk about the coming of age ceremony. I can't believe that it is the third year where it's happening. When I got the email that it was happening quite soon, I just feel like, whoa, the year has been going so fast. And we are already talking about January. So the coming of age ceremony is going to be on Saturday, the 10th of January from 3 to 5 p.m. at Knox Church. And we have two of the organizers here in the studios. We have Shota and also Shion. Kia ora, both
kia ora.
Of you.
Kia ora.
Hey. So Shota, you have been here last year and you are still part of the organizing community, which is great. But Shion, you are here on exchange. You've been here for 2 months and you'll be here for at least 6 months, right? Yeah. But let's introduce each other. So we'll go one person in the room. We'll start with you, Shion. Do you want to introduce yourself to the listeners?
My name is Shion Hashimoto. I'm from Japan. I am currently studying abroad at the University of Otago. I am serving as the representative for the coming age of ceremony.
Yay!
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Did you say you were the representative from the committee?
Yeah.
Yay. What has been your job so far?
2 months later.
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago.
So 2 months ago, you came to Dunedin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And how has it been studying in Dunedin?
I'm studying law and English.
Ah. Why do you study law?
I want to help old age peoples to use law. So I want to become lawyer or trading company, maybe trading companies use law.
Yeah.
So I'm studying law.
That's very good. Yeah. Why do you want to help the elderly?
A long time, my grandparents look after me with my parents, so I like grandparents.
Oh, so. You're really good with older people. Yeah. That is very good. Yeah. A very good skill too. Oh, do they still live with you in Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. And it's normal for is it normal for people in Japan to live with their grandparents?
Before, it is normal, but recently, it is not normal.
So it has become less common now where grandparents stay with you. I'm from Malaysia. It's very normal for grandparents to live with us as they get older.
Mm.
But, you know, now I live in New Zealand, so I don't get to see them all the time. But it's good to know you love working with older people. You know, I feel like it's something that you can volunteer as well because there's so many rest homes here and spend time with them because they do like when people come visit and they do have those sessions too. Very cool. So that's good that you've been here for 2 months. We'll talk more about your exchange experience later. We'll go to my left side. Shota, do you want to introduce yourself?
Thank you very much. Hello, my name is Shota Kozukai. I like to say I'm Kiwi because I've been born here, gone through high school, gone through primary school, gone through everything of my study in New Zealand. But both of my parents are Japanese, and I like to keep in contact with my Japanese culture as well. And so this year was my first year at uni, and so there was a lot of challenges with that. And I guess I was more focused on my studies this year. But seeing people like Shion and other Japanese exchange students really helped me keep in contact with my Japanese culture while I was still studying. And so, yeah, I wanted to help this event out so I can help the Japanese students and go back to my culture, I guess.
Oh, and it's good to know that, you know, even though you call yourself a Kiwi, but you also want to stay connected to your Japanese culture, and you do have lots of Japanese friends who come on exchange. And also there are some Japanese people who live here
as
well. Yeah. That's really cool to know that this year was the first year of your studies. What do you do now?
So I did first year health science this year. I survived, hopefully.
You don't know yet because
no,
the results aren't out yet.
But I'm praying.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll pray for you right now.
Thank you very much. I need it. So I'm looking to do medical lab science next year.
Ah.
So hopefully I can do that. And like Shion, I want to help out a lot of people as well. Maybe in a different way, but yeah. So I'm looking forward to hopefully continuing my career.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Why med lab?
I think it's a profession that doesn't get a lot of attention because it is pretty much you're in the lab a lot, and that's not a lifestyle I think a lot of people like to pursue, but it is like really, really important because without it, I think, you know, a lot of people wouldn't get the attention they need and wouldn't get the right diagnosis and stuff like that. And so I'm really keen on that stuff, if that makes sense. I like being in the lab and I love trying to like figure out new things, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So yeah, I got, that was my calling, I guess, hopefully.
Yay. So yeah. That's good that you know exactly what you like in a sitting. Cause like the idea of me working in a lab, no, I can't imagine myself being stuck in a lab, you know, but, it's good that we do have people like you who enjoy that kind of experience.
Thank you very much.
And you have been in Japan last year, before the interview we had last year, and you're going back to Japan this year. Is that what? Is that right?
It is right.
Yeah. How do you get connected to home?
I love going back to Japan just regularly, just so that I can keep my first Japanese at a level where I can still work there and stuff. And so I love going back just to do jobs because I can speak both Japanese and English. There's a lot of opportunities for me, thankfully. And so, yeah, I just love going back, meeting the friends back home, meeting my family as well, which I don't really get to see. So, yeah, that's what I'm planning to do at the end of the year.
What sorts of jobs do you do when you're in Japan?
Last year, I actually worked at Universal Studios Japan, which
what?
I didn't know.
But so cool.
Shion actually did work there as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you just found out that you've worked at the same place.
Yeah, because I was talking about my experience, and then Shion was like, oh, yeah, I used to work there as well.
So is it like a common thing where Japanese students work there?
Yeah, actually, because we were both in like Osaka. So a lot of university students actually love to work there. So, yeah.
Tell me what you guys do there. That is so cool, working at a theme park.
I think we're different jobs, but my job, I was just working at a restaurant, and I was, I guess, kind of like a waiter there because I could speak both English and Japanese. They wanted me to pretty much deal with a lot of the English customers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you have to be, but it was a normal Italian restaurant, But I had to be in character, if that makes sense. So I had to be Italian.
How do you be Italian? That's interesting.
I learned like five words. It was like ciao.
Oh.
Permesso. I can't remember the rest actually, but there were a lot of Italian words that I used. And sometimes it would be an Italian customer and I would say it and they'd be like, what are you saying? And they just looked really confused. Yeah. But yeah, I was trying my best to be Italian.
Yeah, but that's so cool. You get to like cosplay being Italian for your job. Oh, wow.
It's really fun.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Shion, what did you do when you were working?
I do special event. For example, special live and parade. And some I talk with guests and gift the sticker.
Ah, so you were like walking around and passing people. Okay, that's good. That means you are around. You're talking to people all of the time.
Yeah.
Ah, does it get tiring? Just, you know.
Not tired. It is so fun.
Aww.
And enjoy.
Yeah.
I learned what is entertainment, how can I make smile more people. So it is so fun.
Yeah. I can tell that you're like a people person. Just, you know, you like to spend time with them. Yeah. Are you an extrovert?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. I'm an introvert, so like it's so hard working in a radio station. Like after this, I have to charge my batteries. but it's good. It's good that you're happy being around people. Yeah, but like the idea of working in a theme park just sounds so cool. and the fact that, you know, you've got a theme park in Osaka. So yeah, it's where everyone goes. Yeah. Thank you for sharing all of that. I think it's really fun to hear what life it's like in Japan for us down here in Dunedin, because it just feels so far. You know, these are the only things we can see on TikTok unless we go travel, right?
Hmm.
But I wonder if you can tell us any traditions of Japanese culture, any values of Japanese culture that is important to you and your family, and what life is like in Japan?
I think there is a really big focus on family and stuff like that. In Japan, you often go to your like ancestors' graves to give them, just to say hi to them and talk to them and stuff like that. And even if your family is passed away, they're still part of the family. And so there are a lot of holidays throughout the year in Japan where you meet up as a family, if that makes sense. So in Japan, a lot of the young people, especially, they go out to the big cities like Tokyo or Osaka, and the family usually isn't connected. It's not like we're Dunedin where everyone's really close together and stuff like that. So I think there is a big focus on having these events where families can stay connected. And yeah.
Can you give me some examples of those events? So is it like a public holiday so that people who work in the city come back to the countryside or the little town?
Shion can correct me if I'm wrong, but Obon, I think, is one of those. It's like a public holiday where people from usually go back to their hometown. And so during that time, there's a lot of like rushes and trains and like planes and stuff. So they're all like booked out. And so it's like the highways are all traffic jammed and stuff.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a good time to meet up with your family, connect the generations and stuff like that.
Shion, do you want to tell us about any important celebrations in Japan like that?
Do you know Shichigo-san? Shichigo-san is own children grow up third age 5 age, 7 age time. Each time, celebrate for grow up.
So every time a child becomes 3 years old, 5 years old, and 7 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It is important for children and parents, and we close, we costume and kimono, kimono Japanese traditional clothes, and take a picture and go out, eat outside. So it is so important celebration.
Do you know why it's 3 years old, 5 years old, and then seven?
I'm not sure.
I've given you an assignment. Now you have to learn about your culture.
Yeah.
Because that's so interesting.
Yeah.
So I feel like age is such an important, like numberism is quite important in Japan, because you're celebrating being 20, you know. Is there any other numbers that's special like that?
60 years old,
60,
70 years old, 80 years old, maybe 10 each.
Yeah.
10 years old? 10 years.
There's like a word for it. Is it kanroku? Yeah. It's like when you hit 60, is it?
Kaneki?
Kaneki, sorry. So yeah, you call, they like celebrate your 60th year. It's like a really important milestone, kind of.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why 60?
Maybe companies retire age before 6 months, 60 months, 60 years old. Now change 75 or 65, but before 60 years old, so maybe negotiate companies retire years age.
Oh, so that used to be the retirement age.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. But now I think 60-year-olds in Japan are still working.
Yeah.
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 Cool. Yeah, because the economy. But that's really interesting. I feel like I want to learn more about, you know, just that concept, because that's very new to me and my culture, because we don't really have anything like that. Yeah, we don't at all, which is why I'm like, whoa, that's so cool. But thank you for sharing about that. Besides Japanese people having, like, really being really important about families, what else is important about your culture?
I think there is a big emphasis on integrity. And I don't know if it comes from, like, the samurai spirit, but, like, being truthful and then being, like, doing your best kind of thing. I think it's really reflected in, like, the work culture, where you see people just working a lot and then putting a lot of emphasis in their work. Even, like, small jobs, like part-time jobs, say, like, a fast food chain, there is a lot more emphasis put on work, I feel. And I feel that is something deep in Japanese culture, where it's all about giving 100%, and yeah.
So always doing your best when you serve others.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Because you grew up in Japan, right? How do you think that value is normal? Like, do you learn at school? Or is it just so normalized where?
I think it is just normalized, because I think it's just the societal expectations. But then I feel like it's enforced at school as well, because in a lot of Asian countries, this, you're placed in like a lot of education systems, there's a lot of pressure on you from very early on. So I feel like that just carries on from school to work to everything you do in life. Yeah.
Tell me about school in Japan. What was it like?
University?
Mm?
University?
No, school, like when you were children. Primary school.
Why? Oh,
what do you learn at school? You know, there's like the system there.
I don't know directly, but from a lot of exchange students I hear, especially there's such a high emphasis to get into a good university. And so high school is pretty much a lot of cramming, and you work so hard in high school so you get into a good university. And if you get into a good university, you get a good job. Mm. And a lot of people work that one job for the rest of their lives. So a lot of high school is a really fun time in Japan as well. It's not like just study, study, study. But
it's still fun. Yeah.
There is a lot of emphasis on having to study. And yeah, especially by the parents who put in a lot of money for their kid to do well.
Mm. Xion, so you are here on exchange for 6 months. What happens when you go back to Japan?
I want to keep going, studying law and English, and I want to become, I graduate from university.
What university is it?
My university?
Yeah.
Kinki Daigaku, Kindai University.
Oh, Kindai.
Yeah. After I graduate from university, I'm wanna going to working holiday.
Oh.
Or search a job.
Oh, you wanna travel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know where you wanna go?
I'm not decided yet, but I wanna make friends of overseas, and I want to more learn other culture and value, and what is important for the country's peoples.
Mm.
I want to more learn and more learn.
That's really good. Good to know that you know, you do have plans to travel and learn about other people's cultures. Mm. So, yeah, you know, besides being studying law, you also have the side quest that you want to, you know, explore other places. Because I think that is what it means to be young. You don't really just have to focus on one thing. You can do lots of things at once. Because it's good that we still have the time for it right now. Mm. Yeah, I can't wait to hear more updates about your travels in the future. Mm. But, you know, you don't have to tell us, like, you don't have to decide now, but what countries are you interested in?
Europe or Africa?
Mm.
Because I work Universal Studio Japan, but same time, I work expo in Osaka. So I ate African food and European food. So I want to learn more these countries.
Yeah. It's good when you have a taster of those cultures. Yeah. And now you want to, you know, I want to learn more about that. Yeah,
I
want to
eat.
Yeah, yeah. You want to eat, actually. Yeah, it's so cool. Europe or Africa, that's very broad. So, yeah, I'm excited to hear where you go from there. Mm, that's really interesting. Xion, do you want to tell us about your exchange experience so far? How many people came here 2 months ago?
My university, my same university student, 12 people, but old people, same time came here, maybe 60 people.
60?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of people. Yeah. Just imagining like 60 exchange students from Japan in Dunedin, that's a lot. Yeah. So small.
So mini Japanese.
Yeah.
Whoa. It is. Sometimes I see Kiwi, but almost I saw and Asian people and Japanese and Chinese. So, oh, similar scene in Japan.
Mm.
But it is all the English. Precious experience.
Yeah, of course. And I'm glad that you got to come to New Zealand for that. Did you choose New Zealand as a country for exchange, or does the university choose that for you?
My case is choose university choose my country because low student small people go abroad, study abroad.
So not many people study abroad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you happy that you're in New Zealand?
Yes.
Just checking. Even though the university chose it for you, you're still happy that you're here.
Yeah.
What were your first impressions about New Zealand?
I think the big surprise thing is fresh air.
Fresh air.
A lot of nature and a lot of Japanese cars.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, we have a lot of Japanese cars. I didn't realize that.
It is so surprise.
I feel like you were surprised by the nature because you're from Osaka, because it's such a big city, right?
Yeah, busy city. I like busy city, but my body adapt here environment.
So you're now more relaxed and chill. Yeah, that's good. But do you think when you go back to Osaka, you'll be, you know, more fast-paced?
Yeah, maybe change before style.
Mm. Do you like the slower paced life here?
Yeah, but busy day is, I feel I'm life.
You feel like you're doing good in life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you like being productive, which is why you are organizing this ceremony while you're here for 6 months. So yeah, it's really good that we have people like you who come here and host such a big event for the community. And we're going to talk about the coming of age ceremony now, because we have been saying it a few times, and this is the third interview about the coming of age ceremony. And yeah, Dunedin people, we love it. We just know that it's coming every year, and because it's such a new thing for us, we want to learn more about it. So please tell us, what is the coming of age ceremony?
This ceremony is a once-in-a-lifetime event for Japanese people, marking the important milestone of becoming an adult by recreating the traditional Japanese coming-of-age ceremony here in Dunedin. I want to give those living overseas the chance to experience this significant moment in their lives. And at the same time, my hope is for this to become a multicultural event where young people and members of the local community can connect, share, and celebrate together.
beautiful. It's such a wholesome event because it's hosted here in Dunedin for people who can't celebrate their coming of age ceremony in Japan. So Shion, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
So you have been 20. Did you celebrate your coming of age last year?
Oh, not yet. I'm turned 20. Recently, I become 20 years old.
Oh, okay. So you haven't celebrated your coming of age yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Do you? How does it feel to celebrate your coming of age ceremony in Dunedin and not Japan? Because I'm sure you imagine you will do that in Japan, but now you're here.
First, I give up join the celebrate, but I talk with Dunedin's people. I wanna tell more Japanese culture because a lot of people like Japanese. So I'm so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people love Japanese culture, food, pop culture. And it's good that we also want to learn more about your culture, and you're here to celebrate and share.
I want to share our favorite feeling. I want to share together.
That's really good that you'll be celebrating your coming-of-age ceremony here. Shota, remind me, when was your coming-of-age ceremony?
I'm the same as Shion. I'm turning 20 this year.
So this will be your year.
If I was here.
Oh, wait, you're in Japan.
Yeah.
So are you celebrating your coming-of-age ceremony in Japan?
I'm planning on it, but I haven't decided yet, to be honest.
Because how does it work for someone who is Kiwi here? Do you get to go to any ceremonies?
It's pretty much, so I have like a registered address, and everyone in Japan does. So if I were to register my address in Japan and I was 2020 that year, I would get a letter in the mail saying, oh, do you want to go to the Seijinshiki or the coming of age ceremony?
But and who organizes that?
It's usually the city council.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really big event. So, yeah.
Just the fact that the council is hosting a coming of age ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy. it becomes like a really big thing.
Yeah, because since the council does it, literally everyone is invited. There's like no one that's left out. There's a lot of money that's been put in.
Mm.
And if there are celebrities from that city, they are usually invited to give like a speech. And since it's such like a monumentous event, they're usually really honored to give like a speech to an event like it.
Are you hoping any celebrities are talking to you this year?
Hopefully, but I'm not really sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So both of you are going to be experiencing different versions of coming of age ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to be turning 20?
I feel old.
Yep. It feels like a big milestone,
right?
It does
feel like a big milestone. And then, because my parents are Japanese, they're like, I didn't really think about it at all. But then my parents were like, oh my God, you're turning 20. This is such a big thing. Then I was like, oh, maybe it is a really big thing. Because I didn't really think about it because I had my Kiwi brain on. But yeah.
Yeah. And I love how your parents make a big deal out of it. Yeah, yeah. What about you, Shion? How do you feel? You're going to turn 20.
I want to become 20 years old, but now I want to back.
You want to go back? Yeah, life was so simpler back then, eh?
Yeah. 20 years old is, I feel old.
You feel like, okay, so what happens when you're 20?
In Japan, we can drink alcohol and smoke. Now we've changed, but before boat light to decide mayor and government.
Voting. Cool. You can vote.
But now 18 years old people can.
So they've changed the age.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's like significant adult things you can do.
Yeah.
Now that you're 20. What about emotionally? How does it feel to be 20?
20 is I change teenagers are child and we could always be helped other adult, but 20 years old have a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah.
So I have to have responsibility.
So now you can't like, you know, people will treat you differently as well. Like, hey, you're an adult. Mm-hmm. Right? So there are responsibilities. What kind of responsibilities do you mean?
Climb and go to jail.
So like law wise as well.
Yeah.
I think you're on your law brain.
Yeah.
So now if I do crime, I have to go to jail. Okay.
And, I'm not sure. I don't have ideas. Some change things.
Yeah, but I'm sure like there's like society pressures that's different as well now that you're an adult. Mm. Yeah. Do you have anything to add on that, Shota?
I think there is a lot of expectations societally as well, because I think if you do stuff when you're because there is, when you turn 20, everyone treats you like an adult, but then just 19, which is 1 year off, they treat you like a child. It's kind of weird in that sense.
Or even like the day before you celebrate the coming of age ceremony. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I think there is a lot of added pressure and stuff like that. And I think it is really important to tell the participants of the coming of age ceremony what pressure comes with being an adult is. So I think that is a focus for me and Shion, to tell, to pick up that you're an adult now and you have more responsibility.
What are you going to tell them?
I think just I am still a young adult, so I don't really can't speak of experience, but I want to, I guess, not inspire them, but like just remind them that they do have a lot of more pressure. And one of the things is I feel like a lot of parents place a lot of emphasis on you being 20. So I feel like they give you a lot more responsibility as well. So just with that added responsibility, make sure that you're doing the right things, making the right decisions, and looking after the right people.
Yeah, because it can be, you know, just like surface-wise, like, it can be like fun. Yay, you know, 20. But also there's like that added responsibilities that you do have to remember the significance of the event itself. Mm. But other than that, are you guys excited?
Yeah. 100%.
Yay. So what happens at the coming of age ceremony? I have like a, yeah, I can see that you've got your posters, which is great. And I've got like a timetable, I think it's from your Instagram. But what usually happens? Can you tell me what's going to happen on the day?
We want to incorporate New Zealand culture as well. So we have a mihi and a karakia done by, I forgot their name. Do you know, Sean?
Yeah. And this time, we invited special guests and this event highlight of the ceremony include having a special guest attend on the day, as well as decoration inspired by the fashion of Japanese and New Zealand cultures. And also be sure to check out our official Instagram and TikTok accounts. Feature a lot of fun and interesting content.
Yes, yeah, your TikTok and social media have been like blowing up on my feed. And it's getting people so excited. So, and the fact that they can imagine the vibes of the event because they get to see your faces, I think it helps because otherwise people don't know who's organizing, what people look like. Yeah, well done on your social media. And it's good that you have, you know, you're incorporating all the cultures as well, you know, just the Kiwi culture, the Maori culture, and also Japanese culture at your event, because it gives the participants, just a different kind of experience. Cool. What, like from the event, what are you most excited for?
Personally, I think it's having us, I guess, as the main, we are the main people on the day and we're all celebrating us and us being adults, I think is really exciting personally. There's nothing really I'm excited specifically in the event. I just am really excited about the whole vibe of the day.
Yeah, I'm imagining it being like a birthday party where it's everyone's birthday. That is super cool. And I love that you get to do that with your friends. Shion, is there anything that you are most excited for?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've heard Shion say that he was excited about the guest speaker, and we can't really talk about it, but
Is it a secret?
Is it a secret, Sean?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. So I guess people have to go to find out who the guest speaker is. Okay. That's very exciting that, you know, there's something people can look forward to. Let me look at the timetable. Okay. So there's a video message from celebrities.
Yeah.
That is exciting.
It is.
Yeah. So is that the secret? Do people know who they are?
Hopefully not.
Okay. We won't spoil them on this podcast. Yeah. That's fine. What do people wear to the event?
It is a formal event. Traditionally in Japan, it's usually traditional clothes like kimono or just suits. So very formal attire. And we want to keep that spirit for this event as well. So we're asking people to dress formally.
If they have a kimono, they wear
great.
A kimono. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I wonder, how do you plan to recreate Japanese culture at the event?
Firstly, we want to have decorations so that we get the whole vibe that you are in Japan, not just in Knox Church.
So
we'll have traditional Japanese decorations and then calligraphy as well, potentially on the walls. But then I feel it is very formatted, the event. We talk about speech from the representative of the young people, young adults, and we talk about like the values of what being an adult is. And then we have out the national anthem for both New Zealand and Japan. So we hope that whole process really allows people to feel what Japanese culture is. So, yeah.
Mm. So there's a lot of ways of incorporating Japanese culture here, down here in Dunedin. That's good, because you don't want people to feel homesick. Have you felt homesick being here, Shion?
I haven't homesick yet. I'm gonna be homesick because my host mother is so kind.
Aww.
And likes mother, and my friends so give me great every day.
Mm.
And teachers, university teachers help me. So I'm so great every day. So
that's good. You don't have time to feel homesick because you have such good people around you.
Mm. Yeah, my schedule doesn't have homesick.
Yeah. There's no time for homesickness. Yeah. You're just so busy right now. Yeah. And you've got really kind people around you. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm. So where are you at with planning right now? So here we are telling people to come to the event. What are your planning steps?
I think we started really early this year on the planning. We started pretty much end of September. So we've done a lot of the setting up behind the scenes. We've done, obviously, you've seen the social media. That's been, I think, really good this year. Booking the venue, getting the sponsors. I think so far it's been really good in terms of how we're progressing. We've still got a lot to do, but yeah, I feel like we're doing really well this year.
Mm. Who are your sponsors?
We've got the Mono Posters, we've got the Dunedin Otaru Society, we've got OJSA, and we're looking to add a couple more as well. Hopefully we can announce them before the event.
Yay!
Yeah.
That's really good that you are working with the Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society and also OJSA. Are you part of OJSA?
I'm a member.
Ah, cool. It's just good to collaborate on these things. Very good. And we look forward to hear more of the sponsors at the event as well. What do you want the Dunedin listeners to know about the event?
This event, mainly target people age 18 to 21, but local residents who are interested in Japanese culture are also warmly welcome, so anyone can participate.
Yay, so they don't have to be 18 to 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 26-year-old people like me can come. That's good. Oh, wow. How do you want them to feel when they go to this event?
I think we're creating an environment where they're really welcome, and I hope that they feel comfortable. And yeah, hopefully they're really interested in Japanese culture and they can learn something.
Cool. Do you want to tell us the information about the event and so where people can find more information about it too?
So the event is held on January 10th, 2026 at Knox Church from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can find us on Instagram at Dunedin Seijinshiki _2026. I've got a Facebook as well of the same name. And so, yeah, hopefully we will see you guys there.
Cool. And how do you spell Seijinshiki?
Good point. I forgot. S-E-I-J-I-N-S-H-I-K-I.
And you have to look at their Instagram account because I love looking at their committee posts because, yeah, you guys are just so creative and introducing everyone and their roles and like the reels and the TikTok videos as well. I think it's really fun. Even if you don't go to the event, I think you still can go to the TikTok and Instagram account. But yeah, I am really excited that this is happening. And this is also the first event that we are promoting that's happening on the first week of January. And I just can't believe that 2026 is, you know, just around the corner. But thank you so much, both of you, for being here today to share about your culture and also why this is so important to you. Because I feel like this is important for us as well, because we're learning about your culture and why being 20 is such a significant milestone for people in Japan. And personally, for me, I want to learn more about like the numbers, the turning 3, turning 5, turning 7, because, and also turning 60. Those are quite important traditions for you all. And yeah, is there anything you want to say to the listeners before we say goodbye?
No, I hope everyone feels welcome to come to the event and we'll see you there.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Yay. So the coming of age ceremony will be on Saturday, 10th of January from 3 to 5 p.m. at Knox Church. You can find out more information on Instagram. And that is Dunedin Seijinshiki. And I'll spell that for you. D-U-N-E-D-I-N-S-E-I-J-I-N. S-H-I-K-I underscore 2026, so 2026. And yeah, there's a lot happening and I'm really excited to hear more about the event as it happens. But thank you so much, both of you. We'll see you again next time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Connecting Cultures Features on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.